And you're listening on Georgia Public Broadcasting. A very good Wednesday to you. I'm Ricky Bevington. In February, the family of a 25-year-old black man says he went for a run near his family's home outside of Brunswick, Georgia. While he was jogging, he was shot to death, apparently by a white father and son who say they thought he was a burglar. Today, the case of Ahmaud Arbery is making international news headlines after video reported to be of the shooting went viral. Joining me now is GPB's Emily Jones from our Savannah Bureau. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Ricky.
So before we begin, I want to let our listeners know that Emily and I will be discussing a violent event. Our discussion may not be suitable for all audiences. We will not be airing audio of the alleged shooting. Emily, briefly run down the basic timeline of events as we understand them.
Well, as you said, on February 23rd, two men confronted Ahmaud Arbery and one of them shot and killed him. They told police at the time that there had been break-ins in the neighborhood and that Arbery had shown up on security camera footage. So the father, Gregory McMichael, says he saw Arbery running down the street, called his son, Travis, and they got their guns, got in their truck, and went to stop him. They told police that they were performing a citizen's arrest. For their part, though, the family and friends of Arbery have said all along that he's a runner and he was likely just out for a jog. And many people are pretty skeptical about that idea of the citizen's arrest. Here's Travis Riddle, who helped organize a protest yesterday.
What warrants you to take you to be the judge, the prosecutor, and the officer? You convict this man and gave him death before he was even tried.
So, Emily, this happened more than 2 months ago, but the video was leaked yesterday. And in full disclosure, I have not watched this video. I personally find it too upsetting. Emily, you had to watch it, of course, in your capacity as a journalist covering this story. So tell us, what does it appear to show?
It looks to be recorded through the front windshield of a car, and it follows Arbery running at a jogger's pace along the street. And then when he reaches a pickup truck that's stopped on the road, a man, who's apparently Travis McMichael, confronts him holding a shotgun. There's a scuffle between the two of them while the other man, apparently Travis's father, Gregory McMichael, watches from the bed of the pickup, and he's holding a handgun. Then gunshots ring out and Arbery falls to the ground. And I will say, as you mentioned, it is a graphic and upsetting video. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, says she is not going to watch it either.
I haven't viewed the video. I don't think that I'll ever reach the mental capacity to ever watch the video. You know, I saw my son come in the world. And seeing him leave the world is not something that I want to see ever.
I understand, Emily. It's unclear the source of the video, who shot it, but how did it become public?
The Glynn County Police Department would like to know the answer to that question as well. They've asked the Georgia Bureau of Investigation to look into it. The police had it as evidence in the case, but it was leaked and posted online and then circulated widely yesterday.
And we do need to know that authorities have not officially confirmed that the video that is circulating is, in fact, the February 23rd shooting of Ahmaud Arbery. One of the men in that video, Gregory McMichael, the father, as we expect it to be, is a retired investigator for the Brunswick County District Attorney and former Glynn County police officer. Emily, is there any evidence that his relationship with local law enforcement may have worked in his favor here?
I wouldn't say there's evidence of that, though it's certainly what many people protesting about this are saying. They're alleging that it's a factor. But the district attorney who would normally be in charge of this case, the Brunswick DA, took herself off the case early on because of that conflict of interest. The state assigned it to Ware County, which is nearby. And then 3 weeks ago, the Ware County DA also removed himself at the request of Arbery's family because his son works in the Brunswick DA's office. So the district attorney for the Atlantic Judicial Circuit, which covers six counties north of where this shooting happened, is now the one that's on the case.
We have about a minute left, Emily. What happens now?
Well, the GBI investigates at the request of the district attorney who's now in charge, and that same DA has also said he'll take it before a grand jury to decide whether to indict the McMichaels. And in the meantime, Arbery's family is still mourning and also calling for justice. His mother spoke on that today.
He had ambitions. I mean, he had plans. Ahmaud was still young. He he had dreams that wasn't fulfilled. And he loved life. He loved life.
GPB's Emily Jones is covering the fatal shooting of Ahmaud Arbery near Brunswick, Georgia. And of course, I know, Emily, you'll have lots more reporting available for us. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.